of emergency effectively rights under the Constitution are suspended from a limited period of time for the greater good. In this case, of course, a public health objective. So law enforcement and the state would have powers that they would not normally have. For example, powers of arrest would be much broader. The curfew, on the other hand, is one example that could happen in a state of emergency. You asked about best practice reporting. I did hear one of the media houses saying that there's a state of emergency during the hours of 9 to 5. That's not really accurate. The state of emergency continues throughout, from midnight this evening. And the curfew is the one that's 9 to 5. But there are other things that can happen in the state of emergency. So for example, the police would be able to do certain things that they could not do or do easily in a normal time. And usually a state of emergency, under our constitution at any rate, will be for a limited time. But it's has a public purpose, and obviously it's a high threshold. You don't do these things easily. But in this case, exceptional circumstances, the powers do exist under the Constitution. So I hope that explains the difference between a curfew and a state of emergency. So the state of emergency is really the broader concept. And there are many things that can be done under a state of emergency, whereas the curfew is just one of the limitations. In this case, our freedom of movement would be limited, but there can be other limitations as required.